those days he was a very sincere devotee and he was a leader in IIT Kharagpur. He is the OC of Krishna Gopipur Boys. And later he joined as a full-time Brahmachari at ISKCON Kolkata. He is a very inspiring devotee and very dear to the devotees of Kolkata because of his following the devotional principle in his life. Very caring to other devotees, and his classes which gives deep lesson to everyone. So Prem Swarup Prabhu is a chairman of COM, Council of Management of ISKCON Kolkata. So Prabhuji looks very small, but his service area is very big. So Prabhuji is looking after the function of different department of ISKCON Kolkata. Also, he is one of the member of core group of ISKCON Youth Forum, PACT. So we are very fortunate to have his association and opportunity to hear from him. So welcome him by loudly chanting three times, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Shri Prem Swarup Prabhu ki. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. We'll do some kirtan. Vishnupadaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vaschatale Starine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Krishna.
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki Radha Krishna Kanhaiya
Kanhaiya Lala
श्री राधा कृष्ण कन्हैया लाल की श्री गौरांग महाप्रभु की श्री प्रभुपाद की ताई गोल प्रेमानंदे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Canto 6, Chapter... Canto 6, this is chapter 7, entitled Indra Offends His Spiritual Master, text number 11. Aho batamaya sadhu, kritam vaida prabuddhina, yanmaishvarya mattena, Guru Sadashika Krita. Alas, what a regrettable deed I have committed because of my lack of intelligence and my pride in my material opulences. I failed to show respect to my spiritual master when he entered this assembly, and thus I have insulted him. Do all of you know this episode of Bhagavatam? No? Okay. So this is a chapter which is entitled Indra Offends His Spiritual Master. I will just give a brief of it before we... Hare Krishna. So the ruler of the three worlds is Indra. Yes. And his capital is Amaravati, which is situated in the Swarga Loka. So Indra is the king of all the 33 crore demigods. All the administration of the three worlds is governed by his control. The president of America or United Nations is nothing in front of Indra. The current post of Indra is occupied by a person named Purandara. He is the current Indra, because Indra is a post. Indra is not a person. Like president is a post. So Indra ke paas abhi wo post hai. And this person, if you imagine he has the opulence of three worlds, what kind of worship? What happened? What kind of worship he will receive? So every day when Indra sits on his throne, a mighty, huge throne, all the brahmanas, they come and start doing Vedic stuti, glorifying Indra. If you read Vedas, the 90-95% is on karma kanda, and a good amount of proportion is glorification of Indra. As you know, even in Krishna Leela, Nanda Baba was doing worship to Indra, because Indra is providing the water supply by which the food grains are coming. So Indra was seated on the throne. Maruts, Vasus, Rudras, Adityas, Ashwini Kumara, Siddhas, Charanas, Gandharvas, all were surrounding and worshipping him.
Gandharvas are the ones who sing. Apsaras were dancing for him. Can you imagine? A whole huge assembly, maybe decorated with gold and, you know, rubies and sapphires. No artificial tube lights, you know. Completely bedecked with jewels. Bedecked with jewels, and Apsaras are dancing for him. Gandharvas are singing for him. Charanas are playing instruments for him. Yes? Okay, and then everybody is, you know, doing chamar, everything. And Abhishek, sometime there would be Abhishek of Indra, you know, coronation, putting him on. And this would happen every day. That kind of worship. And right when such worship was going on, unke Guru Maharaj, Brihaspati, who is the guru of the demigods, suddenly entered. So Indra, because he was receiving so much of worship, he had become intoxicated. Yes? This is just like, you know, people drink and they become intoxicated. Similarly, by pride also people get intoxicated. You know? Madananda. Mad ke karan, aadmi nashe mein chala jata hai. And it is said that the intoxication of pride is the most. Because when you get intoxicated, what happens? You cannot make out things properly. You cannot value the things to the extent you should. So Brihaspati entered and he deserves all worship, isn't it? But what did Indra do? Dekh ke andekha kar diya. He saw Brihaspati and continued. He did not offer any respects to Brihaspati. He did not acknowledge his arrival. He disrespected his spiritual master. And you know what happened, Brihaspati? What did he do? It was just like few moments. Jaise ki I saw here and some spiritual master is here and I don't even acknowledge and I continue to receive the worship. Brihaspati understood Indra's software is infected. The virus has fully infected Indra's software. So now it needs to be rectified. So Brihaspati disappeared from the scene. Unhone mauka bhi nahi diya Indra ko shama mangne ka. Generally, if you disrespect and offend someone, you go fall at his feet. The devotee will immediately forgive. You know? But Brihaspati, understanding that Indra has become very puffed up, he needs a good lesson, you know, he disappeared. It is not that Brihaspati was thinking, "Arey, mujhe samman nahi kiya, guru hoon main." That was not his bhavana. His bhavana was because he wanted the welfare of his disciple and he understood that his disciple is going on the wrong track and he will get a big failure. So before that, he only wanted to operate him. See, this is the responsibility of the guru. The responsibility of the spiritual master is to deflate the false ego. The every individual person wo apna balloon leke aata hai aur balloon ko bharta rehta hai, inflating false ego, you know. Gubbara itna bada 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 ho jata hai. Koi thoda chhuta bhi hai to, you know, gussa aa jata hai. Are hum aake tumhi bolcho, tumhi jano na ami kaun. No, who am I? You don't know? No, I really don't know who you are. So we become so vulnerable because of our false ego. You will find people who have lot of pride, they are so vulnerable that anybody can disturb them. You know, and they have too much expectations also. So Indra was like that. So Brihaspati thought, I have to remove all the inflated ego. He disappeared. And you can see Indra, he was so, see, Indra means mode of goodness, demigod. Matlab, he was not an ordinary person. He is a devotee. He immediately understood that he has done a mistake and that he has to suffer for it. See, Indra did not justify, are kya karta? Actually, nobody knew that Brihaspati has come. Yes, only Indra understood that Brihaspati came and I didn't. ऐसे आंखों में ही समझ में आया, पूरे सभा में किसी ने देखा नहीं। सो इंदिरा कुड़ा जस्ट जस्टिफाइड, अरे वेयर इज गुरु महाराज, इट सीम्ड ही केम एंड वेंट अवे, यू नो लुक्स लाइक ही वाज नॉट इन अ गुड मूड और समथिंग। इंदिरा ओपनली टोल्ड द असेंबली ऑफ ऑल दिस प्रेस्टीजियस पीपल दैट व्हाट अ रिग्रेटेबल पर्सन आई एम, बिकॉज ऑफ माई वेल्थ एंड ऑप्युलेंस आई बिकेम प्राउड and because of that pride I did not respect my spiritual master. कितनी जल्दी वो अपनी गलती को समझ गए, मतलब कितने उच्च स्तर के डिवोटी हैं, गलती किया ठीक है, he immediately understood and he openly proclaimed. Sometimes you understand a mistake but you don't tell the people. He openly told that I have done a great mistake. You know why? Because if Indra accepts his mistake, then the suffering will be less. Imagine he does not accept his mistake and justifies his mistakes and speaks a philosophy out of it. And what could we do? You know, we should be practical, you know, if we are receiving so much worship, you know, utne mein dikkat hota. So the Shastra explains a person who does not accept his mistake and makes a philosophy, he gets 10,000 times the punishment he should get. Ek to galti upar se, kehte na ek to chori aur seena jori. Yes? You steal and if you can, you know, he says, how dare you say I am a thief? Then you see when he is operated, he really gets beatings. But Indra knew, so he admitted. And you know what happened after that? Indra lost all his kingdom. Because the demons understood that this person has offended spiritual master, so they all understood. See, even the demons understood, क्योंकि इन्होंने अपने गुरु का अपमान किया है, इनकी शक्ति चली जाएगी. They went to the heaven and defeated them. And Indra for a long time was without the kingdom. Yes? It is said Indra offended Brihaspati. And then he went and took another person as guru, Vishwarup, who was his, you know, priest. He was like a nephew. उससे गुस्सा आ गया इंदिरा को, उसका गला काट दिया, दूसरे गुरु का अपमान कर दिया. You know, because he offended one spiritual master, the tendency was there. Second spiritual master का गला काट दिया. So he had to suffer like anything because of disrespecting his spiritual master, the Vaishnavas, the Brahmanas. So we will find that the principle of respecting the Vaishnavas is a very, very important aspect, the principle of worshipping Brahmanas. Krishna said, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. They are very dear to Krishna. So Indra, when he broke this principle, what was the plight of Indra? A very terrible one. You know, he was a king of the whole three worlds and now here he was roaming everywhere because of the Brahma Shap, because of killing a Brahmana, Vishwarup. Yes? So we observe here that how the principles of scriptures are very, very important to understand and minutely apply. Yes? If we do not know them or if we do not apply them because of our pride or ignorance, we have to suffer. Isn't it? For example, in a traffic light, you know, a person somehow is in traffic jam, somehow he comes to the traffic light, you know, and he sees there is a red light. You know, but he does not know what is this red light or he doesn't care. And he says because of the red light, everybody has stopped. So he speeds up his vehicle. You know, because khali hai na. But then when he speeds up, somebody else speeds up behind him. The police wala. And catches him. And says, sir. Oh, then he says, pakad liya. He says, aap mere piche kyun lage hain? You know. He says, aapne to kanun toda hai. Kanun kya tha? Red light tha, red light mein chale gaye. Aisa hota hai kya? You know, the police wala will nicely take care of him in the lockup. So, ignorance of some principle or value system does not forgive the person. And if and many times you know it, but you don't care to follow. Yes? Then what is the magnitude of the punishment? Just like in this world, when you have someone break a rule of the government, he's punished by the justice department. Similarly, there are universal laws, universal principles. You know, we should not think that kaun dekh raha hai, kisko pata hai. Yes, we can do whatever we want, but it's not true. Just like you see in the situation of Indra, he just momentarily disrespected his guru, and what happened? So much of problems. Parikshit Maharaj, in the first canto of Bhagavatam, you know who went on for hunting. And when he was hunting, he was feeling very thirsty. Like if you are on Nirjal Ekadashi, you know, water is like Amrit, looking for it. So he went to the hermitage of Shamik Rishi. So the Rishi was doing tapasya, meditation. So Parikshit Maharaj knocked. He was the king of the whole world. But Shamik Rishi did not respond. So he thought this person is not respecting him. Immediately took a snake. He took a dead snake and put it around the Rishi. And went away. He said, because you have not respected me, but at least I will offer you respect. In a sarcastic way, he put a snake around Shamik Rishi's neck and went away. You know, the son of Shamik Rishi, Sringi, understood that he had disrespected my father. He immediately cursed Parikshit Maharaj that may you be killed by a flying snake in 7 days. Akshak, you know. Parikshit Maharaj did not know about this curse. He came to know after some time. But there Parikshit Maharaj, he understood कि मैंने एक ब्राह्मण का साधु का अपमान किया है तो अभी मुझे इसका रिएक्शन मिलने वाला है. So because he was the king, if he continues to be the king, then all his kingdom will also get the reaction. So Parikshit Maharaj, because he was a responsible king, he immediately got down from his throne, made Janmejaya the next king, and came out alone to prepare for his suffering. Because he knew that because I have disrespected a brahmana, a sadhu, the punishment is due. And he came to know that in 7 days, he will have to meet his end. It is said Parikshit Maharaj was so powerful that he could have counter-cursed, but he preferred to prepare to go back to Krishna in that situation. We know that that was the holy setting on which Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken. So you see how the great souls deal in the situations. Yes? Like Indra, also he is responding in a very proper way. He did a mistake, but how did he respond? He did not blame, he did not criticize, he took responsibility. Ki ye meri galti thi. And he was ready to even suffer for the right principle. Parikshit Maharaj, he also faced with such adversity that he did a mistake, apparently. But he took responsibility. He did not curse on the brahmana saying, hey, this people, you know, they don't understand Parikshit. I have done so many great activities. And why did I get cursed? How he responds to the stimulus or to the difficult situation. Prabhupada writes in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, the Brahma section, I believe. He says, the advancement of an individual is known by his ability to tolerate provoking situations. See, it's very easy to be a nice devotee when you are put in a very comfortable and respectable situation. You know, everybody says, Prabhu, aapni to bhalo bhakto, aapnar, you know, ekhan ki bolben, avir bhav, to loka kalyan hoche. Bola, are vah, tum to mere, you have understood all my glory. You know, Prabhu ko thoda jagah dijiye, Prabhu ko khilaiye, pilaiye. So till the time you are respected, it is very easy to show your good behavior. Yes? Even you may say, no, I am not so so great, you know, don't embarrass me. But imagine, you are put in an embarrassing situation. When you travel in a train, somebody says, hey, taklu. So sometimes it happens, you know, the children, the mothers are carrying their children, and if they don't behave properly, then they tell, they show to us and say, look, this booth is there, or someone, you know, you do some problem, we'll get you caught on that. So when you put in a provoking situation, or you do book distribution and somebody says, hey, get out. So how do you deal? Yes? So you see the great souls, they always respond based on the right Shastric principles. Yes? So first of all, they understand the principles and they react based on the principles. And whenever they do a mistake, they immediately acknowledge themselves. Yes? So the topic that I was told to speak is on proactive behavior, or how does a Vaishnava behave? Vaishnav ka kis prakar behavior hota hai? Like all of us are trying to become Vaishnavas. So we'll try to do some practical churning of how to conduct ourselves or how to behave in situations that we have. So proactive behavior means, how do we behave? Like when you are put into a situation, how do you react? So there is something called reactive behavior and proactive behavior. Reactive behavior means, you know, you just respond out of your stimulus. Yes? Somebody insults you, you become immediately angry and you insult him also. Wo aapko ek kehta hai, to aap usko 10 suna dete ho. That is called reactive behavior. Proactive behavior means you don't respond. You think, ki kya hua? Kahin aisa to nahi, mere karan hi mujhe gali mil raha hai. And then you react with proper understanding and principles. So first of all, we should understand that there are principles and laws that are governing this universal government. Dharma ka saat meaning hota hai Sanskrit mein. There are 7 meanings of dharma in Sanskrit. The first meaning of dharma is what Prabhupada speaks, right? Dharma is the intrinsic property. Something inseparable. Like for example, the dharma of sugar is sweet. Imagine you put sugar in your mouth and it tastes salty. Then what will you call it? Salt. The dharma of fire is heat and light. So you put fire and nothing burns. Doesn't happen like that. The dharma of the soul is? What is his dharma? To love and serve Krishna. Atma ki santushti tabhi hoti hai jab wo Krishna ki seva mein lagte hain unki santushti ke liye. Yadyapi atma ye karya nahi karega to kabhi santusht nahi ho payega. If you do an activity to please Krishna, you will become happy and satisfied. Any activity other than this will not make you happy, in a sense. So this is the dharma. Another meaning of dharma in Sanskrit means the universal principles based on which this whole srishti is made. So to be able to give a proactive behavior, which means based on principles, first of all you should know that there are principles. पहले आपको समझना है कि principles हैं, और जब आप उन principles को लागू करते हो अपने जीवन में, you get so much of benefit, and when you don't follow, you get so much of loss. Like you see the situation of Indra and Parikshit Maharaj. So we will try to first of all establish this aspect, that how these principles are there and how we have to work according to them. It is said at one time Bali Maharaj and all his asuras associates, they became very devoted to their guru. Who was their guru? Shukracharya. तो शुक्राचार्य की उन्होंने बहुत उपासना की, बहुत सेवा की, क्योंकि शुक्राचार्य भी ब्राह्मण है, he is a ब्राह्मण. शुक्राचार्य was worshipped so nicely that Bali Maharaj and all the asuras became very strong. They became so strong, they went to heaven to contest Indra. And because they had become so strong and effulgent, it is said that Indra and Pati did not even fight. वो बलि महाराज के तेज को देख के भाग गए. ऐसा कभी भूतकाल में नहीं हुआ था कि युद्ध के बिना राज्य मिल गया हो. और बलि महाराज और असुरों ने उनके गुरु की इतनी सेवा की थी कि इतने अलौकिक हो गए थे दैट इंद्र जस्ट रैन अवे. सो अदिति हु इज द मदर ऑफ ऑल डेमिगॉड्स, शी बिकेम टेंस्ड अप. शी सेड माय चिल्ड्रन आर रोमिंग with no home, something should be done. So she put a plea, you know, to Kashyapa and to Brahma and to the Lord. You know, ultimately the case went to the Lord, because sara administration of the demigods is on behalf of Lord. Lord ne management diya hai Indra ke haath mein. Yes. So anybody who does management, it's a tough situation. Yes, anybody who is organizing to make everyone happy and to do on behalf, you know, you get very less tali but get lot of gali, you know. Isn't it? ये ठीक नहीं था, आपने ये पहले decide क्यों नहीं किया, इतने धूप में हमको लेके जा रहा है, whatever. So Indra was doing it on behalf of Krishna. So they went to Lord. He said, Lord, asuras have taken away our property. The Lord said, I'm sorry, I can't help. Because the asuras have got property by worshipping Brahmana, I cannot fight and get it back to you. I have taken a vow to protect the property which is amassed by serving the great souls. Matlab, if you serve great souls and if you get opulence, that opulence ka kabhi shay nahi hoga. Khoye hoye na. Because Lord personally protects it. So he says, because the demons have got property by serving Brahmana, I cannot fight. Rather, if you fight, I'll have to kill you. In the sense to protect. But then because you are my, you know, representatives and you are serving on my behalf, I have to do something. आपके लिए सेवा कर रहा हूं तो मुझे, मैं पिटा तो आपका भी दायित्व पड़ता है ना. द लॉर्ड सेज ओके, आई कैनॉट डिफीट, बट आई विल गो एंड बेग, जाके मैं भीख मांगूंगा. सो द लॉर्ड बिकेम वामना एंड वेंट टू द चैरिटी सेरेमनी ऑफ बलि महाराज, और वहां भीख मांगा कि हे बलि, तुम तो इतने दानवीर हो, मुझे 3 पग जमीन दे दो. सो द लॉर्ड वेंट एंड बेग्ड टू गेट द हेवनली किंगडम बैक. Can you understand what I'm trying to make the point? That the principles, the universal principles are so strong that even the Lord respects them and follows them. Yes? You can depend on those aspects. So practically, the Lord begged Bali Maharaj, Bhiksham Dehi, Bhiksha Manga Anu. So this is the aspect that is very important to understand, that these principles work. And if you don't know these principles, we may get confused. Prabhupada gives an example. One time in a home, a cat jumped in through the window. So when he jumped in the window, he wanted to go and get the milk on the stove. So the owner came to know that the cat has jumped in. So the owner took a long broom, you know, a stick and a broom at the end, and he tried to stop the cat. And the cat thought, "Arey, ye kya, something has come in between." He jumped above that broom. And again the owner put the broom. Wherever he was jumping, he was stopped. Yes? The cat thought, "What is happening? I'm not able to go towards the milk." Because the cat was not understanding that the obstruction is because there is someone behind that stick who does not want me to come here. Yes, so it is said, so similarly, if we do not understand the principles, we may think, "Arey, aisa mere saath kyun ho raha hai?" And then we make some adjustment and go from here, go from there, but still we don't get to the conclusions. But since Krishna consciousness is a science, something not happening, you can find out what are the principles involved, that things have happened like that. Yes? That's very, very important to understand. The Lord Himself is very, very careful to apply these principles. Like for example, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, jab Jagannath Puri mein the, his spiritual master is Ishwar Puri. और ईश्वर पुरी के गॉड ब्रदर हैं रामचंद्र पुरी. तो रामचंद्र पुरी जो थे वह बहुत निंदा करते थे. ही वॉज PhD इन फॉल्ट फाइंडिंग. गलती ढूंढने में उनको PhD दे दिया गया था. अपने गुरु को भी समझा रहे थे उनको क्या करना है. वो इतने पहुंचे हुए व्यक्ति थे. तो जगन्नाथ पुरी आए और जगन्नाथ पुरी आके सब वैष्णवों के घर जाते, आतिथ्य सब लोग प्रसाद के लिए बुलाते, "आइए रामचंद्रपुरी जी, आप तो हमारे महाप्रभु के गुरु हैं, गुरु भाई हैं, गुरु के गुरु भाई हैं, आइए." वो जाके प्रसाद खाता, प्रसाद अच्छी तरह खाता और वैष्णवों को भी खिलाता, "खाइए खाइए खाइए." और खाने के बाद कहता, "अरे ये वैष्णव लोग इतना खाते हैं, भक्ति कम भात ज़्यादा." और निंदा करता, हर जगह जाता, हर वैष्णव के पास जाता और निंदा करता. तो सब वैष्णव लोग तंग आ गए थे कि रामचंद्रपुरी का कब द एंड होगा. एवरीबडी वॉज टेंस्ड. द पिनेकल वॉज रामचंद्रपुरी वेंट टू महाप्रभु एंड उनको जाके फीडबैक दे दिया कि महाप्रभु आप इतना आतिथ्य स्वीकार करते हैं, इतना खाते हैं, आप सन्यासी हैं. तो महाप्रभु टोल्ड गोविंदा, "फ्रॉम टूडे आई विल ओनली ईट 50% ऑफ वॉट यू यूज टू सप्लाई." All the devotees became red hot, you know. Ramachandrapuri, no, तुमने हमारी निंदा की, तुमको छोड़ दिया हमारे महाप्रभु की, जो हमारे इतने प्रिय हैं, उनके ऊपर तुम अत्याचार कर रहे हो. But because महाप्रभु did not comment anything, all the devotees also were like caught up. So रामचंद्रपुरी निंद्रा करते करते स्टेज बढ़ा दिए थे कि अभी भगवान को भी निंदा चालू कर दिए थे. तो दूसरी बार फिर से जाते हैं रामचंद्रपुरी महाप्रभु के पास. तो महाप्रभु कहते हैं कि ये मेरे गुरु के समान है तो मेरा भला चाहते हैं, इसीलिए ऐसा कह रहे हैं. सो ही कम्स बैक अगेन टू द होम ऑफ महाप्रभु एंड रामचंद्रपुरी इज ट्राइंग टू फाइंड हाउ टू फाइंड द फॉल्ट. एंड इन द कॉर्नर ही सीज द एंट्स आर वॉकिंग और उनके कुछ कुछ एंट्स के मुंह में शायद चीनी है. इमीडिएटली रामचंद्रपुरी जैसे, "लुक, He's a dhongi baba. He's saying he's austere, but the ants are moving, which is a sign of sweets. He's showing outside that he's a renunciate, but he's eating sweets. And Mahaprabhu just surrenders. He says, what to say? So you see, in the whole episode in Jagannath Puri, none of the devotees say anything, because he's a godbrother of Ishwar Puri, and Mahaprabhu was not saying anything. And at the end, Ramachandra Puri, after accepting the atitva of everybody, events, leaves Puri, and all of them are like relieved. But you see, Mahaprabhu does not disrespect. He follows the principle of respecting the Guru Varga. Imagine Mahaprabhu had disrespected Ramachandra Puri. Ek bar kehte, hey Ramachandra Puri, tum to apne guru ko respect nahi kar paya. You don't deserve any respect. Get out from here. What do you think the Sabhyata would have happened after Mahaprabhu? Everybody would have quoted the case study of Mahaprabhu and insulted their spiritual masters. Because whenever spiritual master tells you, he may tell you something which is not palatable, because he wants to correct you. If you are not proper, instead of finding fault in yourself, you say, Guru, tum theek nahi ho. Yes? Aap thoda jaake shastra padh lijiye, shayad jyada seva ho gaya hai. समझ नहीं पा रहे हैं किसको डांटना है आपको. यू नो कलयुग आई डोंट बी सरप्राइज द डिसाइपल इज डूइंग दैट. कलयुग इज अ रिवर्स सिचुएशन. यू नो अगर आप आग दिखाओगे तो सब लोग आपको आग दिखाएंगे. हम आके बोल तो महाप्रभु डिड नॉट डिसरेस्पेक्ट बिकॉज धर्म संस्थापन हेतु साधुर व्यवहार. साधु का व्यवहार होता है कि धर्म का संस्थापना हो. सो महाप्रभु टॉलरेटेड बिकॉज ओके ही वाज डिसरेस्पेक्टेड बट अ हायर प्रिंसिपल इज टू रेस्पेक्ट. ही रेस्पेक्टेड द साधुस एंड डिड नॉट काउंटर अटैक. सो इट इज वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट फॉर अस टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट देर आर प्रिंसिपल्स एंड वी शुड लिव बाय दोस principles. We should not live by our speculative understandings. Speculative understanding matlab problem hai, kya karna hai Prabhu ji, ruko main sochta hu kya karna hai, mujhko lagta hai ye kar do, mujhko lagta hai wo kar do. To man ki baatein sunke humko apna karya nahi karna chahiye. Just like there is manu samhita, there is mano samhita. You know, हमारे मन की संहिता है जिसमें सब विचार लिखे हुए हैं, किसको कैसे कृपा देना चाहिए, किसको कैसे संभालना चाहिए. तो हमको हमारे मन की संहिता को पढ़कर कोट अनकोट नहीं करना चाहिए. वी शुड नॉट लिव बाय डिक्टेशंस ऑफ आवर माइंड. वी शुड लिव बाय द डिक्टेशंस ऑफ द शास्त्र, द प्रिंसिपल्स. सो द फर्स्ट अंडरस्टैंडिंग is to understand that there are principles governing, and just because I don't see an immediate repulsive impact, I should not think that they don't exist. Kaliyuga means you don't want to follow laws, so what do you say? God only doesn't exist. Kaliyuga ke log itne buddhiman hai, they want to solve the problem at the root only. You know, they say, "Arey, we have to follow Shastra, but if you prove that God doesn't exist, then we don't have to follow Shastra." But just because, you know, what do you call? Prabhupada says this is an ostrich philosophy. You know what is an ostrich philosophy? You know an ostrich? It's a huge bird. When a lion chases an ostrich, the ostrich runs. But because it's a heavy animal, he cannot run very fast. He will immediately become the diet of the lion. So after running very fast, he becomes so fearful that what does he do? He digs a small hole in the ground. Ground mein chota sa hole dig karke apne muh ko usme chhipa leta hai. Bolo main bach gaya. Yes? He digs a small hole, puts his head inside and closes. Yes, now I am not able to see the lion. Neither the lion is able to see me. I am fully safe. But what happens? Is he really safe? He has decelerated his speed and become static. So the lion has become ecstatic. He will go and pounce on the ostrich. So Kali Yuga's philosophy is like ostrich philosophy. थोड़ा गड्ढा खोलो आंखें बंद करके. ये शास्त्र नहीं है, हम कुछ भी कर सकते हैं. Eat, drink and be merry. There is no soul, there is no God and everything is so nice. You know, but it is not like that. The principles are there. So the first aspect of a responsible human being is to understand dharmo hi desho adhiko vishesho dharmena hina pashubhir samana. पशु और मनुष्य में अंतर है कि मनुष्य धर्म को जानता है, और कलयुग में क्योंकि लोग धर्म को नहीं जानते वो सिर्फ पशु हैं. शास्त्र इसीलिए सबको द्विपाद पशु कहता है, दो पैरों पे चलने वाला पशु. जनरली द पशु इज ऑन फोर लेग्स. इन वन सेंस बिकॉज पीपल ट्रैवल ऑन फोर व्हील्स, सो यू कैन से दे हैव लाइक फोर लेग्स और व्हाटएवर. Right? So dharma discriminates between the humans and the animals. So having understood that there are principles, the next point is that we should be ready to follow the principles even at the cost of a personal loss or sacrifice. Make sense? अगर हमको पता है कि धर्म है तो हमको धर्म का पालन करने के लिए, संघर्ष करने के लिए तैयार होना चाहिए. टू डू द राइट थिंग वी ऑलवेज हैव टू पे द प्राइस. एक्चुअली टू डू एनीथिंग वी हैव टू पे द प्राइस. यस, टू डू एनीथिंग वी हैव टू पे द प्राइस. सो टू डू द राइट थिंग वी शुड बी रेडी टू पे द प्राइस. वी शुड बी रेडी टू डू सैक्रिफाइसेस दो इट इज डिफिकल्ट. Like in Kali Yuga, following four regulative principles, very difficult. Because the whole world is propagating that how you can enjoy by illicit sex, how you can enjoy by intoxication, how you can enjoy by gambling or meat eating. Isn't it? Every poster, every ad, what is it promoting? It is promoting that you can become happy by doing these nonsensical activities. So how to... And you know, I get really surprised that Calcutta and other places, they want to show we are so advanced that they give this, you know, they have Wi-Fi connections in all the places and areas, and we want to give free access. We want to, that even a thela wala has a smartphone with WhatsApp and everything. And Puratan kaal mein paap karna hota to bahut mehnat lagta tha. Somebody wanted to do a sinful activity, he had to work very hard. Like if somebody wanted to do illicit sex, prostitution, gaon ke bahar prostitutes used to stay. Somebody could not control his lust, he had to go. But to go to a prostitute, you had to spend so much money. So you have to make so much earning. And if you go, everybody knows that you are going. So tumhara naam bhi badnaam ho jaye. तो इतना मेहनत लगता था पाप कर्म करने के लिए. अभी कलयुग में पाप करने के लिए कितना पैसा लगता है? There are some phones I am told you can just speak and they'll open. Google. You don't even have to touch. And the whole sin personified is there in front of you. तो ये कलयुग की उन्नति है. People say we are very advanced. And Prabhupada would say, yes, they are advancing to hell. You know? Prabhupada was so clear with his understandings that the Americans felt they are, you know, in so much advancement of civilization. Prabhupada, first time he went to America, you know, Jaladuta, he landed in Boston. He was at MIT, Massachusetts. MIT is supposed to be like the Mecca of all universities. Yes? He was at Massachusetts or at the Boston, you know, at all this place. The huge scrapers. Bade bade scrapers the. Yes. And Prabhupada, seeing the scrapers, started crying tears. Prabhupada was not trying to say, I have been in India for 50 years, and America is so good. He didn't think that. शायद अगर हम जाते तो हमको रोना आता. अरे ये तो भालो जागा आचे हमें कोथाए हेटे हेटे कोलकाता पोल्यूशन है हमार जीवन पूरा नष्ट हो गया चे. या इट इज सेड इन अमेरिका एंड अदर कंट्रीज द पोल्यूशन इज वेरी लेस एंड द फैसिलिटीज आर सो मच दैट यू डोंट हैव सो मच प्रॉब्लम्स बिकॉज़ दे आर सिविलाइज्ड सो मच. दे से दैट बट प्रॉपर वाज नॉट क्राइंग टीयर्स आउट ऑफ एक्सटेसी. प्रभु तो क्राइंग टीयर्स आउट ऑफ कंपैशन की ये लोगों ने हाउ फूलिश दिस पीपल हैव क्रिएटेड दिस सिविलाइजेशन टू फॉरगेट कृष्ण. कृष्ण को भूलने के लिए इन्होंने कितनी इमारतें बना दी हैं. एंड यू सी द वर्ल्ड अराउंड पीपल आर सो बिजी राइट. हर कोई बिजी है. कोई आपको फ्री मिलता है क्या? थोड़ा भक्ति कर लो. नहीं प्रभु जी आई एम बिजी. एक तो क्लास चले आशो, एक तो प्रोग्राम आशो, यू नो एक तो जॉब करो. ना 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 हमें टाइम नहीं हमारे काछे. अरे की करछो तुम्हें कि तुम्हारे काछे टाइम नहीं? हमें नरक यातना करते हो. आई एम प्रिपेयरिंग फॉर माय विजिट टू द हेलिश प्लैनेट्स यू नो सो आई डोंट हैव टाइम. बिकॉज पैकिंग में टाइम लगता है ना पूरा फैसिलिटेशन में. पीपल डोंट अंडरस्टैंड बट प्रॉपर सेड दे आर एडवांसिंग टू द हेल. इट्स अ फैक्ट. सो वी शुड अंडरस्टैंड कि जस्ट बिकॉज वी डू नॉट हैव एग्जाम्पल्स अराउंड. Like, you know, when you stay at work or at our college or at places, you may not find people prophesizing you to practice Krishna consciousness or follow these universal principles. Yes? Kabhi kabhi aisa bhi ho sakta hai ki bhakton ki sangat mein aapko lage ki yaar koi prerna nahi de raha hai bhakti achha karne ke. So your external thing should not be an excuse for you not to become serious in your Krishna consciousness. You should be ready to follow the principles of Krishna consciousness or the principles of the universal government, even if it means austerity, even if it means sacrifice. Dharmo rakshati rakshitah. Jo dharm ki raksha karta hai, dharm uski raksha karta hai. Yes? So it may take some time for the result, but the result will be permanent. The results of not following the principles may be immediate, but the reaction will be a lot. And ultimately you will lose also. Like the Pandavas. In one sense, if you see, the Pandavas had to suffer so much. Aap keh sakte hain. Because Yudhishthir Maharaj always followed Dharma. While Duryodhan and Dhritarashtra and all the party sincerely did not follow any principle. There was a rightful claim of Yudhishthira to get the kingdom, but Duryodhan and Kauravas would not give it. They called them for the dice game. Yudhishthira had to go. They sent them to exile. He went there. So he always followed the principles. And because he always followed the right principles, Lord Krishna personally was there to help them. कृष्ण स्वयं अपने शरणागत भक्तों की रक्षा के लिए तत्पर रहते हैं. बिकॉज ही न्यू दैट युधिष्ठिर इज फॉलोइंग ऑल प्रिंसिपल्स, ही केम टू प्रोटेक्ट हिम. कौंतेय प्रतिजान ही हमें भक्ता प्रश. इट इज सेड व्हेन युधिष्ठिर महाराज केम बैक फ्रॉम द एग्जाइल अज्ञातवास एंड 13 साल का वनवास, ही सॉ दैट द होल किंगडम सिटीजन्स आर वेरी हैप्पी अपेरेंटली. Because Duryodhan knew कि जैसे युधिष्ठिर आएगा then again the citizens may get affected, तो उनको बहुत पैसा दे दे के खिला पिला के रखता था. So युधिष्ठिर saw all citizens happy. He said, my dear Krishna, why should we ask for kingdom? Looks like Duryodhan is ruling nicely. Duryodhan तो राज्य ठीक से संभाल रहा है, तो मैं क्यों मांगू? See, my purpose is everybody should be happy and Duryodhan is doing it nicely. Krishna said, this is all a show. If a king like Duryodhan is there, there cannot be any culture. Because Duryodhan was responsible for a Abala Stri to be disrobed in public. He created such a precedent. So his inspiration to his citizens will be that we can also bring women and make them strip naked in the public and no problem. Because he is such a king who has done an activity like that, he is going to promote sin. So you should kill him and you should establish dharma. You know, Krishna was ready to sacrifice 64 crores of people to establish Yudhishthira Maharaj on the throne. Yes? 64 crore logon ki hatya hui. All the soldiers and kshatriyas. But the Lord was ready. Because if dharma is established, everybody will get perfection. But if dharma is not established, even though they stay, but what will be the end of theirs? Whoever died on the battlefield of Kurukshetra in the presence of Lord Krishna and Arjuna, they got a higher destination. So when you follow dharma, obstacles will come, but you should not stop. Do the sacrifice, mental sacrifice, physical sacrifice, whatever sacrifice is needed to apply the principle. Because satyameva jayate. That is our Indian emblem, right? Today is Independence Day. Yes? Satyameva jayate. We follow the right principles, then the freedom will come. You know? Prabhupada, when he went Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur for the first time, he was a Gandhian. He met Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was speaking about spiritual Swarajya. By practicing Krishna consciousness and Mahaprabhu's mission, you will get spiritual Swarajya, which means spiritually you will become free from this material world. And Srila Prabhupada was a Gandhian at that time. He told Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that pehle humko Swarajya chahiye, fir hum Krishna Bhakti karenge. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, it is an emergency. It cannot wait. Arre, now the Britishers are ruling, Mughals were ruling, now the politicians are ruling. Yes? The ruling will always go on and the situation will keep changing all the time. But Krishna consciousness is the ultimate need which has to be taken care of. Bhutva bhutva praliyate. It will keep destroying. So Prabhupada felt defeated by his spiritual master and accepted Krishna consciousness. So the real Swaraj is to take Krishna consciousness and its principles very seriously in our lives. So we should follow dharma even at the cost of sacrifice. I'll give you an example to understand what is meant by following a principle. Imagine there is a principle of the principle of truthfulness. It is said in Kali Yuga, dharma ka sirf ek pair bacha hai. Kaun sa hai? Truthfulness. So imagine there are two people who are truthful. Sorry, not truthful, two people. Do log ka jhagda hota hai. Mara mari. Ek ko kripa deta hai, dusra dusre ko kripa deta hai. Yes? Two people fight. So when two people fight, then because of the fight, the news is brought to the third man ki ye lad rahe hai, toh immediately wo pahunch jata hai. So case lada jata hai. And he says, you know, because they have fought, he want to give some punishment. Marpeet hua na. So the police wala asked the first person, who was a truthful man. Kya hua? He said, maine usne mujhe mara. Maine use mara. Maine bhi mara. So he's a truthful man. He said, he bet me, I bet him. The second person was not truthful. He said, he bet me, but I didn't beat him. Okay? So now because the judge is standing in front of police, two people say that person A bet person B. But only one person says that person B bet person A. So case kiska strong hai? जो झूठ बोला, यस, जो झूठ बोला उसका केस स्ट्रांग है, क्योंकि सत्यवादी तो एक्सेप्ट कर ले कि मैं तो मारा. सो हु विल गेट मोर पनिशमेंट? सत्यवादी को ज्यादा पनिशमेंट मिलेगा. यस, सो वन में से, अरे बेटर टू स्पीक लाइज देन स्पीक ट्रूथ, बिकॉज बाय स्पीकिंग ट्रूथ आई एम सफरिंग. तो मुझे अपना फिलॉसफी चेंज कर देना चाहिए. तो बहुत बार होता है भक्तों के जीवन में भी, हम प्रिंसिपल फॉलो करते हैं और प्रॉफिट नहीं मिलता तो बोलते हैं प्रभु कि जो होच्छे ना प्रॉब्लम होच्छे, आई वॉन्ट टू चेंज माई फिलॉसफी. द मोमेंट अ प्रॉब्लम कम्स अ पर्सन वॉन्ट्स टू टेक अबाउट टर्न एंड रन अवे. He said, we should not follow truthfulness because it will give you benefit. Do you understand? You should not follow principles because they give you benefit or some reward. You should follow principles because it is dharma. आप समझ रहे हैं? क्योंकि यह धर्म है मैं उसे फॉलो करूंगा. भक्ति करना जीव का धर्म है तो मैं उसे फॉलो करूंगा. हो सकता है भक्ति करने के बाद नंबर बढ़े नहीं, यस, हेल्थ आपका इंप्रूव नहीं हो, आप जितने पतले थे उतने पतले हो, या मोटे थे तो मोटे ही हो, जो भी है. तो भक्ति करके हो सकता है आपको बड़ा नौकरी ना मिले, बड़े नंबर ना मिले, पर भक्ति का लक्ष्य वो नहीं है. सो यू फॉलो प्रिंसिपल बिकॉज इट इज योर धर्म, इट इज योर ड्यूटी. वन शुड बी ड्यूटीफुल टू फॉलो. ड्यूटी इज द ब्यूटी ऑफ द वैदिक कल्चर. यू नो, वैदिक कल्चर का ब्यूटी था ड्यूटी, कि आदमी संघर्ष भी होता है बट अपने धर्म को कभी छोड़ता नहीं. जैसे परिवार में इन द वैदिक टाइम्स डिवोर्स इज अनहर्ड ऑफ. यस, तलाक बोलते हैं ना, डिवोर्स इज अनहर्ड ऑफ. द वाइफ एंड हस्बैंड विल हैव इश्यूज बट देन दे विल टॉक एंड रिजॉल्व एंड दे विल कंटिन्यू. नेवर दे स्प्लिट बिकॉज दे नो द चिल्ड्रन आर देयर, फैमिली इज देयर, सोसाइटी इज देयर. यस, इट इज डिफिकल्ट बट दे टॉलरेट. द वाइफ विल एडजस्ट, हस्बैंड विल एडजस्ट, चिल्ड्रन विल एडजस्ट, बट दे विल कीप गोइंग ऑन. वो दर्श धर्म, विवाह धर्म. बट नाउ एक बाता बाती, वन टॉक एंड लिटिल डिफरेंस ओपिनियन, डिवोर्स. तू मेरी बात नहीं मानेगा, चला जा, छेड़ जा, खत्म. इट्स अ फैक्ट, आई एम नॉट जोकिंग. दिस इज मॉडर्न कल्चर. पीपल डोंट हैव एनी स्ट्रेंथ टू फॉलो इवन धर्म. सो वी शुड फॉलो द प्रिंसिपल्स एज ड्यूटी. सो द पर्सन हु स्पोक द ट्रूथ, ही मे सफर नाउ बट ही इज गोइंग अहेड इन हिज जर्नी बिकॉज ही इज फॉलोइंग द प्रॉपर प्रिंसिपल्स. ये आदमी जो सत्यवादी है, तो सत्य का सहारा ले रहा है, धर्म उसका सहारा करेगा, एंड अल्टीमेटली ही विल बी विक्टोरियस. लाइक पांडवस, एट इमीडिएट लेवल देर वॉज लॉस बट अल्टीमेटली हु बिकेम ग्लोरियस, युधिष्ठिर महाराज. वी डोंट स्पीक अबाउट अरे दुर्योधन अच्छा था. समटाइम्स वन डिवोटी वाज सेइंग नोबडी नेम्स हिज चाइल्ड एज दुर्योधन या दुशासन. दो देवर मटीरियली सो एफ्लुएंट और वट एवर फॉर सो लॉन्ग पीरियड ऑफ टाइम. सो धर्म टू पे मे टेक टाइम बट वी शुड फॉलो दोज प्रिंसिपल्स. सो द सेकेंड एस्पेक्ट इज वी शुड फॉलो द प्रिंसिपल्स इफ दे आर राइट इवन इन द फेस ऑफ अ सैक्रिफाइस और अ डिले और अ लॉस. अंडरस्टैंडिंग दैट इट इज माई ड्यूटी and Krishna will be pleased by it. But following the dharmas, there may be so many dharmas, being moral, being truthful, being clean, being so many things. But the most important dharma is to be Krishna conscious. Sharanagati. Bhakti karna. To follow principles for pleasure of Krishna. Yashmin tushta, jagat tushtam. जो भी आप कार्य करें किसकी संतुष्टि के लिए करें, किसकी संतुष्टि के लिए? कृष्ण की. फॉर एग्जाम्पल यू आर सिंगिंग कीर्तन, यू आर अटेंडिंग क्लास और यू आर गिविंग क्लास. इफ समबडी आस्क यू अ क्वेश्चन, व्हाई आर यू अटेंडिंग क्लास? क्या करें प्रभु जी, आ गए हैं, हमको तो रेस्ट लेने देंगे नहीं, तो बैठना ही पड़ेगा. हम जब समय की अवधि का वेट कर रहे हैं, प्रभु जी का तो उत्साह बढ़े ही जा रहा है. यस, सो व्हाई आर वी अटेंडिंग क्लास और व्हाई आर वी गिविंग क्लास? आर वी गिविंग क्लास, ओके लेट मी शो माय स्कॉलरशिप, लेट मी शो हम भी किसी से कम नहीं. आपको ऐसा मौका बार बार नहीं मिलेगा कि आपको हमसे सुनने का मौका मिला. So we should not be doing something to show off, or we should not be doing something just to show to people that ki hum bhi dharmik hain, hum bhi sincere hain. No. We should do things because it pleases Krishna. The person who is speaking should understand ki I am able to speak because my spiritual masters have taught me and they have helped me become Krishna conscious. So let me teach the same principles to others so that they also can become encouraged in Krishna consciousness. क्योंकि मैंने सीखा है, मुझे भी सिखाना चाहिए. कृतज्ञता. So we should preach out of gratitude towards those who have helped us. Yes? And the person who is hearing should hear with rapt attention. We should know that if you do not hear this message of Krishna consciousness and apply in our lives, we will be caught by Maya and we will not know how to go by. Yes, Krishna bhuliya jiva bhogavancha kare nikatastha maya tare jhapatiye dare. Maya aise bagal mein baithi hai prabhu ji ke. Jaise hi prabhu ji ki aankh hatti hai, durghatna ghad jati hai. You will see, you are looking at me, suddenly the eyesight goes to Ganga. From Ganga there is a boatman who is rowing the boat. On the boat then talamala. The classes, and then you know suddenly the mind goes here, there. You see, the mind just takes you anywhere, and then suddenly you start thinking of something and here, there, and then you feel arey aisa ho gaya, kaisa ho gaya, insecurity. And you're sitting in the class. So when we are hearing, we should exert ourselves to hear, because Krishna is very happy to see that we are trying to appreciate his message and take it seriously in our life. Because if you hear attentively, if you hear, Krishna will come near. Yes? The clarity of our vision will be clear, you know? In the rain, when the car moves, you know, there is a foggy climate. So, you know, foggy climate, mein car chalaoge, kahin bhida doge. Yes? Samne chal raha, uske upar kuchal doge. Prabhuji, sorry, I didn't see. So sometimes when you are not very Krishna conscious, आप किसी के ऊपर भी गाड़ी चला देते हो, you know? You just end up doing anything to anywhere. You know, why did you do? I'm sorry. But if you hear, then discrimination becomes very strong. This is satya, this is asatya. So it's very important to understand that the most important principle is being Krishna conscious, to do every activity for pleasing Krishna. ये हमारी साधना है. प्रसाद भी लें किसके लिए? सही अन्ना अमृत पाओ, श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गुण गाओ. यू नो राधा कृष्ण कन्हैया लाल की. क्या प्रसाद खिलाया भगवान आप. इन एन अवर टेम्पल यू सी दैट प्रसादम हॉल, जगन्नाथ जी इज देयर. So many times earlier what used to happen, there was a partition. So store mein Jagannath ji baithe rehte the. और प्रसाद इधर बटता था. तो यू नो सो मेनी डिवोटीज यू नो दे वुड गो एंड पे ओबेसेंसेस, थैंक यू जगन्नाथ फॉर फीडिंग अस प्रसाद. यस दे पे ओबेसेंसेस. बड़ा फीस है तो बड़ा दंडवत मार के आते थे. थैंक यू, आज आपकी कृपा अपरंपार है. सो व्हेन यू सिट फॉर प्रसाद यू शुड थैंक जगन्नाथ. आई एम वेरी हैप्पी, यू नो इट लुक्स लाइक यू आर वेरी हैप्पी. आई ऑलवेज से दिस, व्हेन आई जॉइंड आश्रम इन 2009, यू नो आई वॉज वर्किंग एंड आई डिसाइडेड दैट आई वॉन्ट टू बी अ फुल टाइम. तो मैं 2009 दिसंबर एक दिन शाम में ज्वाइन हुआ और अगले दिन ब्रेकफास्ट सर्विंग हो रहा था. तो मैं बैठा था प्रसाद लेने. उस दिन पता नहीं क्या हुआ, दे स्टार्टेड सर्विंग स्वीट्स. दे सर्व्ड 9 डिफरेंट वैरायटीज ऑफ स्वीट्स ऑन माय प्लेट, नॉट ओनली ऑन माय प्लेट, टू एवरीवन. एंड आई सेड कैसे हो गया ऐसे. एंड टिल नाउ द हिस्ट्री, 7 years, 8 years have passed, ऐसा कभी हुआ नहीं. So when 9 sweets got served in my plate, I thought, Jagannath is happy that I have come back. घर वापस आ गया ना. When somebody comes back home, you really feed him very nicely. So Jagannath is happy कि ये सब you know मोह माया का झंझट छोड़ के मेरी भक्ति में यहाँ आ गया है. Yes. So I took it like a big consolation, you know. Because you know when you do something, you look for some kind of assurance कि मैं सही हूँ. So the, when you follow the principles, you will see externally, even if you don't get any acknowledgement, internally you will feel great satisfaction. Yes? Nobody externally has to tell you, Prabhu, you did it right. Internally, Paramatma will be very pleased with you. And if you don't do the principles right, then you need everyone. Prabhu, theek tha kya? Bhalo chilo ki? You need someone external to come and tell you, chale, theek hoche. Or you look for external recognition. Because internally it is completely khali, hollow. So the most important principle in our lives is to become Krishna conscious. Sharanagati. भगवान के शरणागत होना. एंड वन शुड बी रेडी टू फॉलो दैट प्रिंसिपल. यू वी नो व्हेन युधिष्ठिर महाराज वाज विद द पांडवर्स इन द एग्जाइल, दुर्वासा मुनि गेव हिज एसोसिएशन टू दुर्योधन. तो दुर्योधन ने बहुत सत्कार किया. सत्कार करने के बाद कहते हैं, हे दुर्वासा, आपने हमें सेवा का मौका दिया है, जाके युधिष्ठिर को भी आप सेवा का मौका दे दीजिए. दुर्वासा मुनि थॉट, यही दुर्योधन को क्या हो गया, फिलोसफी चेंज कर दिया क्या, कि नो युधिष्ठिर महाराज के प्रति प्रेम दिखा रहा है. बट ही सेड बट प्लीज गो आफ्टर द्रौपदी हैज टेकन लंच. दुर्वासा अंडरस्टूड दिस फेलो वांट्स टू स्क्रू देम अप व्हाटएवर, और आई डोंट नो इफ फुली. सो दुर्वासा मुनि वेंट स्ट्रेट इनटू द एग्जाइल टू युधिष्ठिर महाराज एंड द पांडवास. ही सेड, हे युधिष्ठिर, आई हैव कम टू एक्सेप्ट योर रिसेप्शन विद 60,000 डिसिपल्स. We are all hungry. We want to eat prasad. can you imagine? कहते हैं मेहमान मतलब जो बिन बुलाए हैं. अतिथि means जिसका कोई तिथि नहीं है, कब आएंगे. अतिथि जो बिना तिथि के कभी भी पहुंच जाते हैं. But दुर्वासा जैसे अतिथि बहुत मुश्किल है. 60,000 disciples, 60,000 people के साथ, प्रभु जी, we have come for lunch prasad. अभी कौन सा किचन मैनेजमेंट करेंगे. एंड युधिष्ठिर वाज सो नोबल, ही थॉट द वैष्णवस हैव कम, द ब्राह्मणस हैव कम. ही सेड, हे दुर्वासा, प्लीज गो एंड टेक बाथ, गंगा है वास में, नहा के आई है, हम प्रसाद खिला दें. बिकॉज़ युधिष्ठिर महाराज वाज धर्म परायण, ही न्यू ही हैज टू सर्व, देयर इज नो क्वेश्चन ऑफ नॉट सर्विंग द ब्राह्मणस. सो ही गोज टू द्रौपदी एंड सेड, हे द्रौपदी, व्हाट अबाउट प्रसाद. He said, my dear lord, I honored. He said, I already ate from Akshaya Patra. The principle of Akshaya Patra is after Draupadi stops eating, after she eats, then it will not produce for the day. So Yudhishthira and Draupadi, Pandavas became so nervous. They said, दे वर नॉट नर्वस कि यू नो दुर्वासा हमको शाप देगा. दैट वॉज नॉट देयर प्रॉब्लम. देयर प्रॉब्लम वॉज दीज आर ब्राह्मणस वेरी डियर टू कृष्णा. हाउ कैन वी नॉट सर्व देम. हम अगर हम इनकी सेवा नहीं करेंगे तो कृष्ण असंतुष्ट हो जाएंगे. उनको ये प्रॉब्लम नहीं था कि शाप लग जाएगा. ऑलरेडी युधिष्ठिर एंड पांडव शाप पे शाप, यू नो, एग्जाइल पे एग्जाइल. दे हैव यूज्ड टू ऑल दैट, यू नो, बट देयर पेन वाज वी आर नॉट एबल टू सर्व एंड दे ऑल प्रे टू कृष्ण. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु. एंड इमीडिएटली कृष्ण इज इन द्वारका. ऑल ऑफ अ सडन ही कम्स इनटू द एग्जाइल. हे कृष्णे द्रौपदी को. And as if, you know, he doesn't know anything, Krishna comes and says, oh Draupadi, I am hungry. And Yudhishthira and Pandavas became more sorrowful. But till now we were unhappy that we couldn't feed the devotees of Krishna. And now Krishna is saying, I am hungry. So unka pida square, double square ho gaya. So Krishna, what are you saying? He said, no Draupadi, please bring the Akshaya Patra. She brought the Akshaya Patra. There was little, they say shark, or they say little grain. So we can say a grain with some shark was there. He took it in his mouth. Says tushtam. Yasmin tushtam, chakat tushtam. Here all the 60,000 disciples of Durvasa, along with Durvasa, who were taking bath, they just dipped inside, came out of the waters. They were like burping. You know, जैसे लाइक प्रसाद पूरा खाने के बाद कैसा लगता है, पूरा भर गया था, डकार पे डकार. और वहां पे कृष्णा टेक्स द अक्षय पात्र. ही टेक्स द अक्षय पात्र एंड शोज दैट एम्प्टी अक्षय पात्र टू भीमा. भीमा गो एंड कॉल देम. सी भीमा वॉज अ किचन मैन. भीमा नोज इक्वेशंस. एक आदमी इतना खाएगा तो 100 इतना खाएगा तो 1000 इतना तो 60,000 इतना. तो कृष्ण उनको एक खाली बाउल दिखा के कहते हैं, प्रसादम इज रेडी, कॉल द. इसी भीमा शरणागति गदा लेके हे दुर्वासा आकर के चले गए. He went and started calling Durvasa and disciples, you know, please come for prasad. Where is the confidence? The confidence is राखे कृष्णा मारे के. गदा लेके निकल गए और वहां पे जोर जोर से दुर्वासा और सब सुन रहे हैं कि भीम आ गया. तो सब डर गए, यू नो. अरे महाराज, गुरु महाराज, हम जा रहे हैं. वो भीम का स्पेशल प्रॉपर्टी है. भीम का प्रॉपर्टी क्या है कि वो खाने में बहुत उस्ताद है, बट वो खिलाने में भी उस्ताद है. वो जब किसी को प्रसाद खिलाते हैं ना, इतना वो खा सकता है उसका 5 टाइम डाल देते हैं. ठीक है, और गदा लेके बैठते हैं. यस, तो खाता है, यू नो, हमारे हो ही गया ची, खाओ खाओ. तो खाता है खाता है. तो एक टाइम में वो हो बना करके ऊपर से नीचे कूदने लगता है. लुक्स लाइक यू सैटिस्फाइड. उस टाइम छोड़ देते. और अभी ऑलरेडी उनका सिचुएशन ऐसा था, अभी भीम पकड़ लेगा तो बोलेगा थोड़ा तो फास्ट ब्रेकिंग करो. तो बोला अभी अभी अंबरीश महाराज का 5 टाइम हुआ है. दुर्वासा सोचे तो युधिष्ठिर के साथ कुछ हो जाएगा, प्रॉब्लम हो जाएगा. एवरीबडी पलायन. एंड भीमा कम्स बैक. ही सेज, माय डियर लॉर्ड, नोबडी इज देयर. यू सी द डिवोटीज पांडवस, दे डिपेंडेड ऑन कृष्ण एंड वर्क फॉर हिज सैटिस्फैक्शन. समटाइम्स इट लुक इनविजिबल द रिजल्ट, बट दे डिड इट इवन इन द फेस ऑफ अ सिचुएशन. कृष्ण वॉज देयर. एंड डोंट थिंक कृष्ण विल नॉट कम फॉर द डिवोटीज हुआर सिंसियर. ये यथा माम प्रपद्यन्ते ताम तथैव भजाम्यहम्. अगर आप शरणागत हो, आप एक स्टेप लोगे तो कृष्णा 10 स्टेप लेंगे. आपको पता बलि महाराज की लीला में आता है, वामन देव आज 3 स्टेप्स, देन वामन देव बिकम त्रिविक्रमा, त्रिविक्रम बन जाते हैं. त्रिविक्रम बन के पूरा 2 स्टेप्स में पूरा ले लेते हैं. Then Vamana starts insulting Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj, you are so proud. Where is my third step? मेरा तीसरा स्टेप कहाँ है? You know, his guru rejects him. His wife abuses him. Everybody is abusing. और Bali Maharaj, you know, he says, Data is double the cost of his donation. Data, one who donates, his price is double what he donates. For example, if he donated two steps, the cost of Bali Maharaj is four steps. So he says, put the third step on me. Main apne ahankar ki sharanagati karta hoon aapke upar. So, Bali Vamande puts his third feet. You know, he just tolerates the insult. And because Bali Maharaj surrendered to Vamandev, what does Vamandev do? Huh? He surrenders to Bali Maharaj. Yes? The next, see, the current Indra is Purandara. Current Indra is Purandara and the next Indra is Bali Maharaj. But unko next post bhi de diya Bhagawan ne ki next Indra aap hi banoge. Usse pehle Sutal mein aisa heavenly situation banaya ki wo Indra log se bhi jyada hai. And he became the gatekeeper of Bali Maharaj. Yes? Bali Maharaj ke gatekeeper ban gaye. And every time he's there at the gate, he's not like a security, हमारे security की तरह या कोई भी. जैसे ही मालिक उधर, वो भी गायब. No, he's like all the time there because he wants to show Bali that I am there and take darshan, you know. Bali can take darshan of Vamana. So it is said Vamandev would get bored. हर समय पहरा देना है, ठीक है, अच्छा है, पहरा दे रहा हूँ, भक्त के राज्य की पहरा दे रहा हूँ, but bore हो जा रहा हूँ. So one time Prahlad Maharaj comes to meet Vamandev, who was a pehredar. You know, he said, my dear Lord, you are so wonderful for your devotee. You have become a pehredar, you know, like a security man. You are so glorious. You are this, you are that. So the Lord tells Prahlad, why don't you also be with me here? Dekho, Bali to har samay management mein rehta hai. Time nahi deta hai mere ko. Par tum to bhajan wala aadmi hai. You know, tumhara to aur kuch karya nahi hai. Tum mere saath baith ke Krishna katha karo. He said, you be here, you do Krishna Katha, I will also do Krishna Katha with you. And Bali dekhta rahega ki main idhar hi baitha hu. You know, dono ho jayega. The Lord also wanted to do his time pass with pastimes of Krishna, hearing about all the glories. So it is said in Odisha, one devotee was telling me, that when they make houses or something, outside they make like, you know, a chabutras and two sitting places at the gate. One place is for Prahlad and one place is for Vamandev. They are doing Krishna Katha at the gate and doing security system. Yes? So that's what happens. So when you surrender to Lord, yes? When you surrender to the Lord personally, just like you follow principles, sarvadharman parityajya, the Lord follows principles. Maam ekam sharanam raja, aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshay swami, maa shushaha. When, you know, Vibhishan surrendered, came to surrender to Lord Ram, all the Vanaras said, my dear Lord, don't accept. But Lord Ram said, anybody who comes to my lotus feet and says, my dear Lord, I am yours, he says, I immediately accept him and offer him all protection. This is my vow. And because Vibhishan surrendered to Lord Ram, it is said, immediately he said, hey Lankesh. Usko wahin pe Lanka ka adhipati ghoshit kar diya. Aur Lanka ka raj Vibhishan ke haath. So somebody asks a question, that my dear Lord, aapne Lanka to Vibhishan ko de di. Maniye Ravan ko pata chala ki aap kripa baat rahe ho. Aake bolta hai, my dear Lord, galti ho gayi, kidnapping kar diya. Woh galti nahi thi waise. It was a very purposeful fault. But even if Ravan comes and says, my dear Lord Ramachandra, I did a small mistake, please forgive me. Lord Ram says, I'll forgive him also. He says, but then what will you give him? You gave Lanka to Ravan. Sorry, Vibhishan. Well, I will give Ayodhya to Ravan. But then what will you give to Bharat? He said, I'll give him Vaikuntha. So, Bhagavan ke paas dene ke liye hai. You surrender to him, he will take care. So, a devotee should understand these spiritual principles and the principles and should conduct his life based on these principles and should lead his life by applying these principles. So, I have just covered the first part of my presentation and the time has come to an end. So, maybe the next time I speak in the evening, I will with Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami's life, we will continue the discussion of proactive behavior. But the most important aspect to understand, to behave proactively or behave like a devotee is, first of all, to understand what are the principles and the values that a devotee should live by. And one should be ready to sacrifice to any extent to keep these principles. And what should be the purpose of following these principles? Samsiddhir Haritoshanam Krishna ki santushti ke liye. Hum ye principles follow nahi karna chahte hai ki sab kahe, Pooji, aap to bahut principle follow karte hain. Aap to dharmik hain. By following principles also people respect you. Arey Prabhu, ye to bado manush, ye to principle follow karen. E rokom ama ke lagbe na. We want the glory of being a devotee. Follow the principles for Krishna's pleasure. Not so that you get some cheap adoration. Yes? So, we should know that there are principles and the Lord Himself personally respects and He takes responsibility to fulfill them. So, we also as individuals should acknowledge and give our lives to following them very seriously. Which means to take Krishna conscious principles very seriously. So, we will continue our discussion in the next sequel about applying this in our practical lives along with the Chaitanya Leela of Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami and Rama Keli. Anybody has any questions before we wrap up? Yes, sir. Yeah. See, he was a Brahminical person. You know, he was the Acharya of the Asuras. But that was his, like, responsibility he had end up to, you know. He's Brahminical, but he's taken a post of becoming the Guru of Shukracharya. Yes, so he has that Brahma Teja. He has that discriminatory power to the extent. But he chose that responsibility. That is why he's not all glorious. And Shukracharya is a noble soul, but he is not like a great devotee. आप समझ रहे हैं? वो एक ब्राह्मण है, but ऐसे नहीं कि महान भक्त है. इस प्रकार. Because brahmana also can use the things for wrong principles. He also may be materially motivated. Yes. But the Lord still respects a brahmana for his principles. Like because he is worshipping the supreme. That principle of his Brahminical codes he follows and the things he does, which is increasing Brahminical culture, the Lord wants to promote it. So the Lord still acknowledges Shukracharya for that. But Shukracharya has both aspects. Just like Indra, the Lord comes to protect Indra, but Indra does Leela also. Isn't it? Indra becomes puffed up, sometimes he gets back on the case of Lord also. When the Lord said, you know, aray ek parijat flower de do, Indra became angry. He had brought the kundal of Aditi, right, to give it to Indra. Taki aap apni mataji ko de do. He said, Rukmini, you know, Satyabhama mang rahi hai. Kyunki Rukmini ke paas tha parijat. Bola Satyabhama also wants. So can I take one? No, this is mine. And he started fighting. Then the Lord बोला अरे आई एम द अनंत कोटि ब्रह्मांड नायक यार तुम मेरे को रोक रहे हो एक पूरा पौधा ही उखाड़ के लेके गए और द्वारका में लगा दिया यस So it is a point that there are mixed devotees like that. So Shukracharya is a Brahmana, but he has chosen his free will to be with the Asuras and give them wisdom like that. Even when Hiranyakashipu was there, still Shukracharya was there. Yes, Shandamarka are his glorious sons who were giving primary education to Prahlad Maharaj, or all education there. Okay? So that, but still he's a Brahmana. For that, the Lord still respects him. Yes, like that. Any other questions on these principles? Yes. I don't know the other six, but the second one which I brought it from a discussion is Dharma means all the universal principles that constitute this world. Yes? क्योंकि हम कभी कभी कहते हैं ना धर्म का पालन करना चाहिए, तो एक और कॉनोटेशन धर्म का होता है कि सारे जो धर्म है इस यूनिवर्सल गवर्नमेंट में उनको अप्लाई करना. सो दोज आर द प्रिंसिपल्स. सो वी शुड एक्चुअली वी शुड लर्न टू अंडरस्टैंड दिस प्रिंसिपल्स एंड अप्लाई बाय देम. एंड एज अ डिवोटी वी शुड लर्न इन परंपरा द वेरियस एटिकेट्स एंड एस्पेक्ट्स एंड अप्लाई देम वेरी सीरियसली इन आवर लाइफ्स. यस. Any other questions? Yes, true. Indra is actually a post. Yes. I don't know the name. I don't know the name, I say. But Brahma is also a post. Because after a particular kalpa, then somebody else. It is said usually when the jiva comes from spiritual world first time, usually a jiva gets the post of Ishad Brahma. You know, Brahma ka post milta hai. So Brahma ka post, Brahma ke post mein, you know, rehte rehte Brahm ho jata hai. Aur fir upar se niche, niche se niche, niche se niche, you know, 84 lakh yoniyon mein fir Brahman karne lagta hai. Yes, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jitaleshayanam. Iha samsare, bahudustare, kripaya pare, pahi murare. So you can become Indra. You can become Chandra. You can become Brahma. That means we should understand that becoming more materially affluent is not a big thing. आप इंद्र भी बनोगे तो कुछ समय के बाद पोस्ट छीन लिया जाएगा. ब्रह्मा भी बन जाओगे फिर भी पोस्ट, यानी 14 भुवन के मालिक. योर 14 प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स, इफ यू हैव अ बिल्डिंग विद 14 फ्लोर्स इन कलकत्ता और सम प्लेस, यू विल बी लाइक हरिबोल. यू हैव 14 प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स का घर एंड एवरीबडी इज अंडर योर रूल. But still it's temporary. You know the pastime in Chaitanya Charitamrita, right? When Krishna was there, Brahma comes to meet him. He asks the Dwarpalak, can I meet Krishna? He says, okay, I'll talk to him. He goes to Krishna and says, Krishna, Brahma has come. Which Brahma has come? So Brahma ke paas jaate hain. Krishna is asking, which Brahma has come? So Brahma becomes confused. Are? Ye lok mein toh main hi hoon. ये कृष्णा ऐसा क्यों प्रश्न पूछ रहे हैं? बोले चतुष कुमार के पिताजी आए हैं. बोलो लाइक फोर कुमार एज फादर और समथिंग स्वयंभू. सो ही कम्स, सो ब्रह्मा कम्स एंड पेज ओबेसेंस. प्रभु मुझे एक दुविधा हो रही है, आपने ऐसा प्रश्न क्यों पूछा कि कौन सा ब्रह्मा आया है? इमीडिएटली व्हेन ही आस्क्ड द क्वेश्चन ब्रह्मा विच ब्रह्मा हैज कम, इमीडिएटली लाइक यू नो a situation started coming up. Suddenly, you know, the environment changed. And he saw in the space so many Brahmas, Shivas, you know, demigods, all started coming. And what type of Brahmas? A Brahma with 10 heads, 100 heads, 1000 heads, 10,000 heads, 1 lakh heads, 1 million heads. Yes? ब्रह्मा के चार सर थे पर पूरे सब में चक्कर आ रहा था. और गलती से प्रश्न पूछ लिया प्रभु को कि क्यों प्रभु कौन से ब्रह्मा कैन यू इमेजिन ब्रह्मा विथ मिलियन हेड्स सम डिवोटी वाज सेइंग इमेजिन ब्रह्मा विथ मिलियन हेड्स गोज ऑन द रोड सिंगिंग कीर्तन इट विल लाइक अ ह्यूज संकीर्तन पार्टी यू नो मिलियन हेड ब्रह्मा चैंटिंग हरे कृष्ण यस सो इमीडिएटली ब्रह्मा बिकम्स वेरी हम्बल सो इवन इफ यू बिकम ब्रह्मा ऑफ अवर प्लैनेट अवर होल कॉस्मॉक स्टिल अवर ब्रह्मा इज वेरी हम्बल यू नो अरे मैं तो लॉर्ड तुच्छ हूँ यू नो सो वी ऑलरेडी आर पुट इन अ सिचुएशन वी आर तुच्छ सो वाई वी शुड अननेसेसरली गो टू दैट पोजिशन टू अगेन वी कैन राइट नाउ फ्रॉम हियर ओनली मेक अवर प्रैक्टिस इन सच अ वे दैट वी कैन गो बैक टू कृष्ण and not get fascinated by the external allurements. Yes? We look at something, अरे एनार का चे एटा चे आमा के लाग बे, उनार का चे ओटा चे ओटा आमा के लाग बे, ने? ठाकुर जे दिए छेन, पूरो पैकेज आपना के दिए छेन. जे आचे ओटा यूज करो. और उसे कृष्ण की सेवा में यूज करो. श्रीवास ठाकुर की एक नौकरानी थी ना, दुखी. Mahaprabhu said, he called that Dukhi, that she was helping carrying the waters or something. Mahaprabhu said, she has assisted you, Srivas, from today. You know, Mahaprabhu immediately gave mercy. She got Ashtavikar and pure love of God. Anyways, now from now you are Sukhi. And I believe Vrindavan Das Thakur is the son of her only, no? Narayani. No. Okay, one of the servants. But at least she got love of God. So, you don't need to be some big soul. Sorry, we are all small souls only. Big positions. Whatever position we have, if we use it full. Agar aapka itna 100% hai, usko pura Krishna ki seva mein santushti ka use karo. Perfect. Aapka itna 100% hai, usko use karo. 100% perfect. Aapka itna 100% hai, usko use karo. Perfect. So whatever 100% you have got, use it fully in Krishna service. Any last question before we finish? That is the point, no? That how much ever we know in front of Krishna and His creation and the inconceivable nature, you still don't know much. And then Brahma bhi bol nahi sakte ki maine sab padhai likhai ho gaya mera. There will be so much to know beyond what Brahma knows. So after that, Brahma must have become knowledgeable. But still there are so many things to be known. So after that episode, Brahma became very humble. Even after Brahma Vimohan Leela, Brahma became very humble. You know Brahma Vimohan Leela? When Brahma stole the calves of Krishna. Now you may ask me a question, अरे कैसे कृष्ण का, you know, calf चोरी कर लिया? पता नहीं क्या कृष्ण है करके. But Krishna is like that. He is like Mayavi, you know. He looks like a small boy, you know, eating butter. You know, seems there is no clutter. But you go in near, you shake completely. So Brahma says, Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Matlab Krishna itne shaktiman hai, ki Brahma jaise aadmi bhi million heads leke bhi sharanagat hai ki my dear Lord, hum aapko jante hain. Kal mere ko ek bhakt bata rahe the ki Bhagavat mein mahima ka gungan aata hai, ki pure is brahmand ko agar aap powder kar doge. Yes? पूरे ब्रह्मांड को पाउडर कर दोगे जितना नंबर ऑफ एटम्स आपको मिलेगा कृष्ण के क्वालिटीज उससे ज्यादा है समझ रहे हैं आप कैन यू अंडरस्टैंड नो वी कैन नॉट अंडरस्टैंड नॉलेज यू नो फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट वी कैन नॉट अंडरस्टैंड मीन्स वी हैव अंडरस्टूड समथिंग And if you think we understand, then it is understood that he has not understood anything. Or he is yet to make any understanding. Yes, it's inconceivable nature of the Lord. So if you surrender to Krishna, you can be rest assured because of his unlimited potencies. Yeah. So Brahma is also becoming more and more educated. We are attending our university. Brahma is attending Krishna's university. He is personally teaching him because Tene Brahma Hrida Adi Kavaye. Sare Ved kisne sikhaye Brahma ko? Krishna ne. तो फिर एवरी इंटरेक्शन में गुरु से जितना मिलते हैं उतना एजुकेशन बढ़ता है ना. तो ब्रह्मा वो तो तुम अभी पास हो गए हो, अभी नेक्स्ट एग्जाम, अभी नेक्स्ट. तो ब्रह्मा विमोहन लीला एक एजुकेशन, फिर चैतन्य लीला एक और एजुकेशन, और लीला हुआ होगा हमको पता नहीं. यस, बट होता ही जा रहा है. सो वी शुड बी हम्बल नोइंग दैट यू नो वी आर लिमिटेड एंड कृष्णा इज सो ग्रेट. Thank you for your patient hearing. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki hita iko premanande.